Anani, it's all totally wrong, it's false, just nothing to do with reality. There have been so many claims, even in the West, by the so-called spiritualists and some others, theosophists and so on, that the spirits return in this world and you can establish contact with the spirits. The Holy Quran completely obviates the possibility and says no. It says, Haramun ala qaryatin ahlaknaha annahum ilaiha la yarji'un. It is haram, totally forbidden, for a people who have left this world and left a dwelling in this world, that they would ever return to that place. That is to say, the physical visitation, that is impossible. Other contacts through those means which the religion provides, through the means of prayers and dreams and visions and so on, that is possible. That has been mentioned in the Holy Quran as well as in the traditions so many times. Now, the theosophists and spiritualists have been proved to be false so far. All the investigations made in this direction by the scientists or neutral authorities, they have proved so far the total fraud of these people. And if you read a paper, a magazine published from England, The Unexplained, in the issues of Unexplained, you can find many such investigations and many such claims. And also there are many books. But I'll tell you an interesting thing which happened here in England long ago, in 1924, when the late Hazrat Musleh Maud was here in London. He was very interested in finding out about these theosophists and spiritualists. So he had an appointment with the most famous lady of that time, who is one of the four, the founders of this society. And when he went to see her, she told him in definite terms that of course the spirits can visit, and whichever spirit you name is yours for the asking. So he said, alright, I would like the spirit of Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam to come, and I should be given an opportunity to speak to my Lord. So after a while she said, yes, the spirit is here. So he in answer said that, all right, I want that spirit to recite Surah Fatiha to me, please. That is all. So the lady replied, after consulting the spirit, that the spirit of this gentleman doesn't know Arabic. So you can imagine the nature of fraud. The spirit of Nauzubillah min Zalik, which she was attributing to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that was to prove total fraud that Hazrat Musleh Maud had that in mind, you know. Otherwise, of course, he knew it would never happen. But that spirit had forgotten Arabic anyway.